When we often think about the task of global missions, we can easily be overwhelmed by the great scope of work required. This worldwide task must begin much smaller with individual disciples taking personal responsibility for the work. It's time to go the second mile in individual evangelism. Hey, this is Travis Agnew. Thank you for joining me for the Second Mile Podcast, where we seek to live out the words of Jesus from Matthew 5:41, where he says, if anyone forces you to go the first mile, you want to go the second mile. You want to do more than what is required. You want to do what grace enables us to do. And so today I want to talk about this wonderful thing that makes most Christians feel really guilty and shameful. And it shouldn't be, right? But it's that thought about evangelism and discipleship and you're taking personal responsibility for that task, because the world is a big place, and if the stats are even close to true, there's a lot of people who don't know Jesus, and almost the task can seem so overwhelming that you might think, well, who am I to fix this thing, and where would I even start? And I totally get that. I understand it, but really, evangelism and discipleship starts with just simple people taking responsibility and saying, I'll do what I can. Later, in a few months from now, I'll have the wonderful privilege of taking my boys on their first international mission trip. It's something we've been very excited about. I can remember when kind of pitched the idea to them, and they said, hey, are you going to, who are we going to go with? And I said, well, if you go, I'm going with you. They said, well, I thought you were busy at that time. I said, I will make time, because I want to be on the plane, and I want to be just a couple steps ahead and turn around and see what their faces look like when they're in a new culture and new language and new situation, and they're around people who need to hear the gospel, and to watch them share that for the first time in an international context. And even at their age as teenagers, the reality is this, that the task of worldwide evangelism seems very daunting to them. Well, it is to me too. But the way that this thing's going to work is just by simple people like me, like you, saying, what can I do to take the gospel to one person? And that's where we got to start. And instead of looking at the whole globe and looking at all the stats and being overwhelmed, what if you were to take, who is that person God has put in my life where I could start being intentionally and share with them even this very day? So as we follow Jesus, and if we want to take the whole process of discipleship and going and making disciples, the Great Commission, seriously, you've got to take the next step. And it really comes down to this. It's giving away what you've received. And you might think, well, gosh, you know, there's so much more that I wish that I had. Well, look, if you've been in church, if you've heard a sermon, if you've gone to camp, if you've been to an event, if you've ever read your Bible, you've been to a Bible study, Sunday school class, small group, you name it, you've got a lot of stuff. You have more than you think that you do. And so when we just kind of show up in that whole discipleship process and following Jesus and the Great Commission, it means that you stay willing to be intentional in the development of another person. To think about telling all nations about Jesus might be a challenging request at this point in your life, or at any point in your life. Adding the entire world's evangelization might be too much to consider if you're just trying to make it through this month. But reaching the whole world for Christ is not on your shoulders, but God does expect you to reach someone. The worldwide church has received the Great Commission, and together we will eventually minister to all nations. The only way to reach the world is by impacting the cities all over it, but even the thought of evangelizing your city is too much to contemplate. Like, you've got to start right around your neighborhood, your workplace, your school. There are so many people in within any of those spheres that might seem challenging to know where to start, even in that context. So what do? You start with one person. The church will reach the world by individual disciples reaching one person at a time. The task is great, but it will be accomplished in many smaller steps by just willing witnesses all along the way. So who is the one person that you need to reach? Who are you ready to teach? Out of all the people around you, who is the next person you can focus on and take personal responsibility to attempt to reach for the cause of Christ? Now, remember that evangelism introduces someone to Jesus, and discipleship teaches someone to follow Jesus. Evangelism leads someone to Christ, but discipleship instructs how to keep going after that initial step of faith. And as a reminder, the goal is not just to make converts, we're called to make disciples. But so if you're thinking about it, though, you got to focus on at least moving one person just a little further down the road in their faith development. So if they're an unbeliever, you need to share the gospel with the hope of them believing in it and a desire to follow Jesus. If that person on your heart is someone who does claim to follow Christ but is just starting to learn how to do it, you should start teaching them some initial steps to get going. Or maybe that person claims to be a Christian, but you don't see much evidence about it. Maybe then you need to help them understand that discipleship is actually a faith that's on the move. And you might be burdened to see someone doing well, growing, but even more because of all the potential that you would love to see in that individual. Look, in all those scenarios, you got one thing in common. It's helping one person move one step closer to Jesus. That's really all discipleship is. That's what evangelism is. So as you think about who is that person that God has put on your heart, whether they are they don't even have a relationship with Jesus, or maybe they've just started one, this is how the Great Commission is fulfilled, by disciples like you and I looking around them and saying, who can I take right here, right now, and move them a little bit closer as they seek to follow Jesus, not trying to reach the whole world by this afternoon and not trying to even reach the entire city by the end of this week, but going, who is that one person today that I can take what I've learned and share the gospel with, share what I'm learning as it comes to scripture, share how I can continue to follow Jesus and point them in that direction. The task of Worldwide Great Commission, it really does start with people like you and I going and giving away what we have received from someone else. Now, you may be saying, look, Trav, as soon as you started, you said that evangelism, discipleship, Great Commission makes all Christians kind of feel guilty, so why are you going there? Well, because here's the deal. You are mistaken if you don't think you're ready for such a task. You have more than you think you do. Take, for example, that just even right now, you've heard this podcast talking about discipleship. I want to give you a little bit of insight on how to do this. Well, with that, you've got resources that people years ago didn't have. So you can take things seriously right now and take what you've learned, even if you wish that you knew more than you do. Can you take that to teach somebody else? We've all have certain biblical concepts that are hard to communicate with another person. I had a hard time this Sunday trying to think through, how do I teach this to our congregation? Well, in each disciple of Jesus has still areas of sin they struggle to overcome, but you cannot wait until you arrive at mastery in like Bible trivia or perfection in your personal holiness to start training someone else. Please don't wait until you have it all. You'll never arrive at that in your lifetime. Take whatever it is that you have right now and give it to somebody else. Resolve in your mind that Jesus has saved you so amazingly that you can't help but share that testimony with somebody else. You aren't bragging about yourself, right? You're bragging about Christ. And so that should be easy for any of us saved people to do. We don't reach the world until some of us start teaching one person. So here's some simple steps of how you can begin. Number one, I'd encourage you to inquire. Just ask Jesus to reveal to you who you should reach, whether evangelizing an unbeliever or discipling another believer. Seek direction for whom you should focus your efforts. The individual might live down the hall or down the street, but people who need Jesus are all around you. Most likely, you're probably going to consider someone who's either not a believer or someone who's just a few steps behind you in the faith. It could be someone who's in work or in school or in your neighborhood, even in your church might be, right? But pray and ask God, just asking him, who is it that you want me to reach? Who is it that you want me to teach? Who is it that you want me to disciple, God? So start off by inquiring. Number two, initiate. You know, if you're going to evangelize, if you're going to disciple, it's going to have to begin with you just initiating a conversation, right? And as much as possible, you want to keep these interactions as natural as you can. You know, a lot of times we almost like choke up and get super awkward when we talk about the most important person in our life. So if you're talking about the sports or a team that you love, or you're talking about a meal that you just had or a trip that you're excited about and you're natural and it's fun and an engaging conversation, and then all of a sudden you start talking about Jesus and it sounds like you are in pain, like we got to work on that, okay? So just make the interactions just as natural as you can. You're simply making yourself available to another person. Your message, by the way, you shouldn't feel awkward about it, because you're not telling anybody how great of an individual you are, but you're telling them about how an amazing Savior you follow. So you might be surprised at how thankful that individual would be that you care about his or her spiritual condition. So just communicate. All I'm wanting to do is to teach you what God has taught me. And then the third thing is just simply invest. Once you begin engaging this individual, ensure you give everything you have away. What you take for granted might be a game changer for this individual, by the way. You have so much to offer through all the resources you've used. the sermons you've heard, the examples you've seen, and the opportunities you have received. So share how, even in your own life, like how you're growing. Share how you're fighting through any struggles. Tell the stories of how God came through when it seemed impossible. Provide those lessons you're learning from your time in the Word and from those who have taught you. So I just remind you, like, you don't have bad news to share. It's good news. And so you want to go ahead and say, if I want to see this world reached for Jesus, then what do I do? We'll start with one person. So I go back to my sons, right, getting ready to go on their first international mission trip. And I can't wait for that opportunity to say, hey, this person is in a different culture, different situation, and we're in a, you know, place that's uncomfortable to us. And yet Jesus has called us and provided all these opportunities and given us this position to be here in this moment to be able to speak the gospel to someone else. And you know what? That's how the world is going to be changed, by just simple people taking what they've learned from Jesus and sharing it with somebody else. And I'm just here to tell you, like, you can do that. There's nothing hindering you from it. When my boys said, "You sure you think we're ready to be able to do this?" And in all honesty, the reality is, no, they're not ready. We are never ready in some ways, because we're always going to be waiting for some kind of boost of confidence or some type of line of how we understand everything. And as soon as we get close to that level of maturity, it always moves again. So I looked at them and said, "You're absolutely ready, because are you telling me that Jesus hasn't done enough in your life to share that with somebody else?" Folks, it's time for us to start reaching the world by reaching one person. You don't have bad news to share. They call it good news for a reason, and we need to think about it that way. So keep that in perspective as you consider taking what you have seen true about Jesus and start sharing it with another person. So who is that person that you know is not a Christian that you need to reach out to? Who is that new believer maybe that you need to start discipling? I'm telling you, we're going to fulfill the Great Commission if we will just start making disciples of all nations, but it's got to start with you and I taking a few people on, one person on, and giving away what we have received. I hope to see you on the second mile.